This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to shorten the learning curve of your jazz journey. Really excited for today's question. This one is from Winfried Wilms. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, Brent. This is Winnie from Berlin. I play the trumpet and I joined the Inner Circle since 2 years and I love it. The moment I asked myself, how could I come to a final version of my improvisation? Every time when I took the trumpet on my lips, I played something different. And at the end of the month, I had the feeling of, oh, I don't know what to play, what I could record. This is my question. How could I come to a final version of my improvisation? Thanks a lot. A lot of greetings from Berlin.
All right, Winnie, thank you so much for your question. So a little context for those of you who aren't Inner Circle members listening to this podcast. One thing that we do in the Inner Circle is we learn a new jazz standard every single month. That's actually the main thing that we do in the Inner Circle. And so the context of his question is this idea that a lot of us are posting our progress and improvisations and maybe even assignments that we're doing throughout the month in our Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle community. And what Winnie's referring to is coming up with something to share at the very end. So what I'd like to actually address here, though, is kind of the in-between of this question, like the hidden question within the question, which is, should you be planning out your solos, right? When he's kind of talking about this concept of, you know, I play something different every single time. And so then when I want to present something to someone, whether it be a performance, whether it be in his case, you know, posting his performance inside of our Learn Jazz Standards community, you know, he wants something that is going to symbolize all the effort and practice he put into practicing this song and getting better at improvising over it. And so it really does beg the question, should you plan out your solos? And here's my answer to that. The answer is no, not really. When it comes to actually improvising and putting out a performance for the sake of just playing and for showing where you're at, right? Whether, again, it be a gig or a jam session or an assignment or anything like this. The idea really isn't that you should plan out your solos. And in fact, when I was first listening to Winnie's question, I heard him say that he plays something different every single time. And to me, that was a good thing. You know, that was a good thing to hear, that when he puts the trumpet to his lips, he's playing something new every single time. That's a good thing, right? Because if you're playing something new every single time and it's not always the same, it's not the exact same every single time, that means that it's not a composition, it's an improvisation, right? And that's really in jazz what we're going for. We're going for the spirit of improvisation. Now, is there a place to plan out a jazz solo for practice purposes? Yes. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I often recommend the exercise of composing a jazz solo, right? Slowing the improvisation process down to compose a jazz solo. It's a great idea, right? Because it gives you the opportunity to, yes, plan your solo. Think about what you actually would like to play. Think about the things that you're learning in the practice room. You know, give your brain the time to digest that. And the stuff that you compose, honestly, it's so much more likely to come organically out in your improvisations than even just learning a solo off of a record from somebody else. That's why composition is so powerful. So in that case, is planning out a jazz solo a good idea? Yes. But if we're talking about just performing, right? Really, the idea is not to plan out anything. In fact, the idea is to try to get as far away from planning out your solo as possible. And on one level, that might sound like a confusing thing, right? Well, hold on a second. I've been practicing this and that and this improv exercise, and I learned this solo and I learned this lick and all 12 keys, all so that I could play a better improvisation. And now I'm being told not to think about those things. And what we have to understand, right, is that improvisation is so much so preparation meets the art of not thinking. Right, the more you practice, for example, shooting a basketball hoop. Right, it could be shooting the basketball hoop from the 3-point line, and you just shoot that basketball, 100 times every single day, so that you can get better at making that exact shot. Right. Well, then all of a sudden, if you're actually playing an actual basketball game, and you're at some other area of the court. There's people in your way. There's obstacles that weren't there before, right? The idea is not to go back to your exact same 3-point line where you're used to making the shot, unobstructed, and try to make that same shot. No, the idea is that wherever you're at on the basketball court at that moment, you're going to try to make that shot again. Now, will some of those skills, will some of the form of how you shoot, will some of the knowledge that you've gained subconsciously, even, right, the muscle memory of shooting a basketball hoop, will that come out in your ability to quote unquote perform a basketball shot in the moment, improvise a shot? Yeah, it should. And I hope it would. And it's the same with music, right? If the sports analogies don't do it for you, right? I mean, it's the same with music as well. You do all this practice and preparation, and you try things from different angles, and you work at this side of improvisation and that side of improvisation, and you compose your own solos, and you do this and you do that, not so that you're able to play this lick verbatim that you learned in your solo, or think about all the chord tones in the song as you're going along improvise. Like the idea, that's not the idea. The idea is that you're developing this muscle memory, you're developing these ideas. Some of this language is sinking into you. Some of it you're tossing away. Some of it your subconscious is holding on to. And when you get out to play and you're performing, all of that practice that you've done, again, thinking about that basketball, 100 shots a day from the free throw line, all of that is going to come out in your improvisation to some degree, right? It may not all come out exactly the way you had planned it to come out, but something's going to come out of it, right? And the more that we do these sorts of things, the more we adopt the language of jazz, the more we develop the muscle memory, the more that we hear ideas better, the more we hear different kinds of ideas that we had never heard before. That's how the whole thing starts to happen. So when we're talking about coming up with a final performance or a final solo or a final anything, that's not really the idea. The idea is to put in this practice so that we can improve our skills. Let's say in this case, Winnie said in a month, because we learn a new jazz standard every single month, improve our skills by like 2%, 3%, right? So that like the next month we're doing that again and again, and it's compounding. That's what we're really going for. Not coming up with a perfect performance, unless of course that is the goal of what you're trying to do, is compose a solo for the sake of what you can gain from doing that. All right, so that's all for today's episode. Hope you find this helpful. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as good. It's just a little bit of quality practice time. Always make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, I don't want you to miss out on the episodes coming up. There's some good ones coming. So until then, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask.
I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. LearnJazzStandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.